Merry Wilmas to all in this call. Not a Liam was stirring, not even so small. Leave cookies and milk for Santa Claus and talk about Lego with Ezra, Will, and Liam. Oh, oh, oh.
Just hear those sleigh bells wrinkling, jing, tingle, ling, ling, bing.
Wrinkling? It's not wrinkling.
Did you guys like that?
I loved that. I loved that. That was so great.
Thank you.
That is good. We should do that when we start the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that every episode.
Even in like July.
Yeah. All right. So let's just jump right into it, Philly D style.
Let's
right?
just jump into it.
So
hey, I'm Will and I'm bricked up.
I'm Ezra and I'm bricked up.
I'm Liam, I'm bricked up.
And we've been gone for a little bit.
Yes.
We've been in a hiatus for, you know.
Too long.
Too long. It happens around school, you know. School kind of messes me up a little bit.
I got COVID for the first time.
Yeah, and Liam got stuck in a well.
He was there for like a week.
Yeah, but you're back now. You see sunlight again. How do you feel?
I'm not. You just gave me my phone and headphones in the well. No one bothered to get me out.
And a modem.
A what?
A modem.
You gave me a Roomba down here to clean my well.
What?
Love my Roomba.
You know, I thought after you finally climbed your way out of the well, you would have like taken a shower first, but like no.
What do you think I am, Christian Bale? I stay down here. It's much nicer than whatever the H is going on up here.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's true.
The world is scary.
That's true. Can't blame him.
The world is scary. But this is our holiday episode.
Yes.
You know, celebrating all three holidays. We each celebrate a different one. Will, Christmas, me, Hanukkah, Liam, Kwanzaa. We all kind of celebrate together in unison for this special time of year. So let's talk about Lego. We all collide our interests over Lego. It's like a Venn diagram. We all meet in the middle.
And it's one of those three circle Venn diagrams. And yeah. In the middle, like the very, very middle circle, is Bricked Up, the Adult Lego Podcast.
I like ice cream and all, but I wouldn't say celebrate Kwanzaa.
Well, you do. You do. You have the Kwanzaa menorah, the fez, and your family.
Are you talking about Kwanzaa Dairy, the ice cream place?
No.
That one's for the Canadian ice cream eaters.
Anyway, so in our Venn diagram, I just want to say it goes like holiday hijinks, cozy classics, and the last one.
We'll put in a picture of the Disney Plus Instagram post. This bothers me.
We had a major problem.
This bothers me.
With this.
What defines holiday hijinks?
Apparently not Jingle All the Way, which I would presume would be the most hijinks of the holidays. But hey, that's just me.
I was going to say, that is definition holiday hijinks.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know what? It's not even a good movie.
Jingle All the Way. You don't like Jingle All the Way?
No, I don't like Jingle All the Way. I don't like when they make men, grown men, look like idiots.
Mm.
You know?
Because they're not. They're big and strong.
Because they are. Especially Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was in Predator. Play that helicopter Predator clip.
Beep.
Awesome. And here is another clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando.
Beep.
Luis. 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 Mom. 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 Mommy. 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 Mama. 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 Mom. 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 Mama. Mama.
What?
Hi.
And here's a third clip of when he was elected for mayor of California.
I just finished a cookie.
You can't put in a clip of naked Arnold's.
I'm not going to put in a clip of naked Arnold. That's Will's job. Anyway.
You said to put in Going Commando. Isn't that
No, I said Commando, where he fights people. Fights steam.
Commando? What is that? Like the Mandalorian made of cum?
I was just about to say, what is that? A Star Wars porn?
Shooting a big rope on Grogu.
No,
it's okay. He's 300 years old. I don't know about you, but this is not the way that I imagined.
That's so true.
Hey, Grogu, can I put it in the wrong way? Hey, Grogu, can you force choke me? Hey, Grogu, can you get on your hands and no.
Hey, Grogu, do you want my Grogu?
Hey, Grogu,
Brogu. Brogu wants my Brogu.
Hey, Grogu, call me Daddy Mando. Grogu.
That one's not Ezra, that's just Pedro Pascal. He's like, guys, why is the internet calling me daddy?
Stuff like that. Let's get into our Lego topic. Since it's the holidays, we thought we would prepare a little gift guide. I did. I don't know if... Liam probably didn't, but I assume Will did.
Will has a couple things that he likes.
So
I'm doing my year in review. The Oscars for Lego.
Yeah, that's our next. That's our second topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our first topic.
And we also have some news.
News. Well, what is there to talk about in news?
There's literally endless things to talk about.
There's a couple news things. Could I speed run them first? Would that be best?
Yeah, I liked what you did last time. So here's the. I'll give you a minute and a half because we haven't done it in a little while. So nobody talk, except for Will, and the news speed round starts now.
We got some new Marvel sets. No Way Home, there was a new No Way Home set with Sandman and Lizard, our first Lizard. It looks alright, it's fine, pretty overpriced, and the X-Men one is kind of cool too, but that's also overpriced. There's a Rocket Raccoon with a little minifigure Groot. The scale is all off on those, I don't like them, it's gross. Lego Fortnite. This is a very strange thing. We've talked about Lego Fortnite before, but they put a new game mode in the game. We've all been playing a lot of Fortnite recently, I'll be honest, and the new game mode is very strange. We might talk about that later, I don't know. Minifigures CMF Series 25. That's kind of cool. Here's a picture, and also a Spider-Man head. And I think I said Harry Potter, maybe? Some new Harry Potter, but who cares? I think that's it. For me, at least.
Okay, that was a solid minute. I just want to say something. I'm the Quinjet, or not the Quinjet, the X-Men Blackbird? Blackjet? Whatever?
I believe it's Blackbird.
Yeah.
I believe it's Blackbird. I watched Just Too Good's video, and she was like, it's the X-Men ship. And I'm like, it's called the Blackbird, you fucking fool.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably only buy that in the No Way Home set in that new Marvel January lineup.
I'm not getting anything.
I would probably get the, if I were you, I would get the X-Men thing. I don't think they'll do many more X-Men things.
I think if I had to get something, I'd probably get the X-Men one. As much as I do love Spider-Man.
And it works with the collectible minifigures. You know, you get Storm. You got mm-hmm. Beast that's not in the set, and Wolverine, which you already have. But this, the Wolverine minifig in the boxes has dual-molded legs. Mm-hmm. So if you're a dual-molded legs kind of person, get the one in the boxes. That's my little thing. Other than that, Lego is becoming more expensive and has been decreasing in quality, in my opinion.
Mm.
Drastically, actually. The only Lego sets that are...
Drastically. Jurassic Parkly.
So when we look at, like, Lego DC and Lego Batman, that's basically nothing year over year. Lego Marvel has been declining rapidly. Lego Star Wars...
Lego DC is dead in the water.
Yeah. Sorry, Ash and Flash. And everything is either too expensive... like the Avengers Tower, or it's just not a good set. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when was the last set you looked at and was like, oh, that's good for the value, and actually like the set. When was the last time that happened? Honestly, when was the last time that happened?
There was one recently, but I can't remember what it was. I know I saw something. I'm like, that's a really good price, and it's a good design, but I genuinely can't remember what it was.
Liam?
I like Star Wars sets.
Liam?
You said you're quitting Star Wars.
I'm quitting,
Not quitting. It's been months. You've already quit at this
point.
You
quit.
You must have.
I'm relapsing.
I'm
going to buy all of them. I'm going to buy more than I've ever bought before.
Oh, shit. Get this guy a credit card, man. Let's see how
fun. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Anyway, so that's just my little rant.
The last set I saw that I thought was kind of good for its price was the first No Way Home set, the Lady Liberty one. And I did kind of like the build, so yeah.
I didn't really like the build because it's just kind of weird diorama kind of thing.
I will admit it is weird, but I thought it turned out well enough, I guess, for what it was.
It's supposed to be like copper color. It's not supposed to look like diarrhea, what you said.
But it looks like diarrhea, though.
Why is that? What you said?
Well, it looks like shit covered the.
Did you say it was a weird diarrhea thing?
Oh,
what the fuck?
He said diorama.
One time I had diorama, and oh my god, it was awful. Don't eat. Hello?
Huh? Hello?
My headphones are. Hold on. Pause.
Something's beeping, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Technical difficulties.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. What the fuck is?
What the fuck?
Hello?
Is it still beeping?
I can't hear it.
I can't hear it anymore. Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
The weather outside is frightful, Liam. I will tell you what. This week we are looking at, on Tuesday we are getting some very heavy snowstorms.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You heard the beeping, right?
Once. I heard the beeping once.
Yeah, we heard the beeping once.
Shit, it was
I'll be able to isolate it when I've edited.
It was continuously beeping. It was like my headphones were about to fucking explode. Sorry. Do the technical difficulties thing.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, anyway.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I said that the Spider-Man No Way Home set looked like there was diarrhea covered in it. I understand it's supposed to be copper. It still looked like diarrhea. And the Sandman set is going to be basically DLC for the diarrhea.
Yeah, actually, that's a good way of describing it. It's just a DLC set because it's got Lizard and a better Sandman.
Sandman looks like diarrhea, too.
So it's a match made in heaven.
Match made in the toilet. Anyway.
Match made in heaven.
So I thought I would prepare three sets.
I didn't do my news.
Okay.
Okay.
My Star Wars corner.
Play the Liam Star Wars corner music if you could find it.
Yeah.
Liam, Liam, Liam. Liam's corner. Liam's corner. Liam's corner.
If not, some Cardi B would work.
Oh!
Similar vibes. Anyways, new battle pack in January. We always get one in January, and this one is pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's like
I know the one.
It's got three regular Phase 2 clones. So if you like that, and it's got a shock trooper and hold the phone, three super battle droids and. It's been like 10 years since we've seen those puppies, so...
That's what I thought. I was going to say it's been so long since we've seen a Super Battle Droid, but did they not update them at all?
No.
I don't think so, but to be honest, I don't think they need them.
That's what I was going to say that. The design is very accurate. There's nothing really to improve.
My only problem with this set... is the price. Lego, I understand Star Wars fans, well, you know, just look at Mandar, dot, dot, dot. But not all of us are brain dead like him. Throw us a bone.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
Wait, like a tiger. I dropped my ball sack in gold. Oh, I got a gold member.
How much is this thing?
Like $30. $30. Oh. It's got like 100 pieces.
Yeah, but it has like 4 minifigures and 5 droids.
3 of which are super.
Yeah, so I would personally say $30 for that is kind of worth it.
Yeah, it's not a terrible deal. I mean, I'm not compared to other Lego sets.
Compared to Lego Marvel sets specifically, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Like there was the Marvel set that's like set $79 Canadian.
No.
And it comes with 3 minifigures and 400 pieces.
No, it's $100.
It's 100
with tax, but not
it's 100
with tax.
No, like no. The price I saw it recently. Hop. I was at the mall recently, and of course I saw some Lego, so I looked at it. I'm not perfect. And the Captain Marvel set, it was like
holy shit.
Yeah, it was like $109.
It's $80 American.
It's $120 for 400 pieces.
It's disturbingly overpriced.
So is that Blackbird set. That's like over 100, what looks to be a $30 set.
Lego Holiday Gift Guides, step one, don't buy that Marvel's set.
Step one, get into Mega Bloks.
Much cheaper.
So here's my holiday gift guide for that guy that you have in your life. Or girl, or they, them, who cares? That person in your life that can't grow up and is stuck in the early 80s to late 90s kind of period of time where they can't stop talking about Pogs.
Ahem, black nerd comedy.
And they can't stop saying how good
ahem,
music.
Andre Meadows.
How good.
Ahem, Arnie Sykes.
The world used to be back then and music used to be all good. So I would start with, let's say your budget is, a normal budget for a relationship is what for Christmas?
$2,000.
$2,000. $2,000 max, $400 minimum.
$200.
I was joking. You guys have two.
I was.
You have $2,000 to spend on anything?
Yes.
Dude, I have like, I don't even have $5 to spend on Lego.
Dude, I have $6,000 in my account. I'm an assistant manager at Chipotle.
He is.
Like, I am bawling.
He makes a fucking good burrito.
I fucking. Extra guac for free.
Extra guac for Will.
I steal the soda at that very Chipotle every day. That's how I make my money, is soda flipping. soda flipping. I have very little money to spend. Lots of soda, though.
So if you're going to spend money on this kind of person, I would get them the Back to the Future time machine. It's $250 Canadian. It comes with 2 minifigures exclusive to the set. And they have a little DeLorean that they can rewatch the same movie 80 times, and they can still enjoy it.
88 times.
If that's not on your budget and you want something much cheaper, I would get them something related to another passion of theirs. If they're stuck in the 80s and 90s, they know about the Sega Genesis. They know about the Super Nintendo, okay? They know about that war. And if they're a Sega Genesis kind of person, if they're a Sega guy, they're gonna need the Shadow the Hedgehog Escape with the Shadow minifigure, because that's just nostalgia up the wazoo.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, it's $25 Canadian. If you want to get them something else as well with that, I would go for the Tales Workshop and Tornado Plane, because it's reminiscent of Sonic 2. Okay, so those are my 3 things. Okay. Oh,
Will
so
Corner, you can get budget. Hit. You could
shut
also
the fuck up.
Get.
Shut the fuck up.
No, it's a
shut
bonus.
The fuck up.
It's a
shut
bonus.
The fuck.
It's
the
a bonus.
No,
fact.
No, 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 no.
I've been
no,
waiting
no, no,
for
no.
Will Corner this whole damn episode.
Hold on. So I have a medium range, which is the Back to the Future. the low range, which is the Sonic, and the high range, if you want to go for the gusto, it's the holiday season. We're rewatching Home Alone. Get the bastard the Home Alone house. Okay, Kevin McAllister, baby. The sticky wet bandits, baby.
Fucking Daniel Stern stepping on a nail in his bare foot and it goes through his foot.
Baby.
Baby.
So that's my list. Write it down. Get it for this person in your life. Make them grow up.
Will Corner, you'll see where I was going to go with this. Will Corner, if they don't like Shadow, you could always get them that sexy Rouge the Bat set.
Not out this year.
It's not out?
So. No. It would be a very late Christmas if you got them that, in which case I'm guessing they're already gone with someone else. So. Sorry.
Catherine O'Hara's really pretty.
Who?
Catherine O'Hara.
Kevin's mom.
Kevin's mom. John Candy.
I almost met her. That's not even a bit. I did almost meet
That's
her.
That's my holiday gift guide. Will, do you have a holiday gift guide for a specific kind of person, or is that just a me thing?
Not for a specific kind of person, but I have some sets that I think are kind of cool. Kind of cool, just a little bit cool, if I'm allowed to explain.
Hold on, wait a darn tootin' minute here.
What the fuck?
Wait a minute there. If this
All right, don't say that.
Whoa.
That's not racist. That's what
That is racist.
That's a little racist.
That's an old-timey phrase. That's an old-timey phrase.
Yeah, I know. It's a racist old-timey phrase.
It's not.
I'm just going to censor what he said, and then people will assume he said the N-word.
It's like people still need to farm that shit.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. People still pick it.
What kind of people?
Anybody can pick it now, and they can get paid for it. And they can go home after work.
Okay, anyway, what were you saying?
If this is a non-specific gift guide, but this is sets that Will thinks is cool, you could say this is a gift guide for a Will-type person.
Or Will in general.
So any viewers at home, keep your ears listening and your wallet open. That's Bugs Bunny says that, by the way. That's a thing Bugs Bunny says.
Okay.
And I know Bugs Bunny's not innocent, but if he can say it, because he's still on TV.
Can say what?
Can Bugs Bunny say?
Can say what?
Wait a minute there. He says that. It's one of his things. He's not racist.
If there's a clip out there, play the clip. And if not, bleep what he said.
Hey, just a minute. This don't look like.
I think that's fair.
That's fair.
That's really fair, actually. If it, Bugs
it
Bunny
can
say
can be
it,
a, it can be a Looney Tunes character, but I'm pretty sure it's Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
If Bugs Bunny can
if
say
Daffy
it,
Duck says it, that still counts.
Any Looney Tune.
But I'm pretty sure it's Bugs.
Except not if Yosemite Sam or Elmer Fudd says it, it's racist. So.
Yes.
You know what? I shouldn't have backstepped. Bugs Bunny is the only character that would say that. So, yeah. Bugs Bunny said it.
Will cheese. Anyway, Will, go ahead.
Will cheese?
We'll make it waffles.
Gwilled cheese is that song in the Looney Tunes show. Gwilled cheese.
Wait, I remember that.
When I make a grilled cheese, I call it a willed cheese. Because Will is my name.
Okay, Will. Go with your fucking gift guide.
Okay, you don't need to yell at me. You fuck.
Sorry.
You fucking commie fuck. You bastard. You.
I fuck boys like you in the can.
You said that last episode.
It's been stuck in my mind since I rewatched Goodfellas. Because he says that. And it's like, is nobody going to speak up and say, hold on, that makes you gay, bitch. it was a plot hole, in my opinion.
I feel like they wouldn't take too kindly to that.
Liam,
please do your gift guide.
Liam, wait, hold on. Liam, how good do you feel when both Will and I laugh at your joke? Like how does your body feel?
It's the same like when I turn on my phone and see
on the spot. Come on.
Well, you know, I don't like porn.
Okay. Will's gift guide.
Will's gift guide. Hi, I'm Will. Welcome to Will's gift guide. My first gift on the guide is actually one that I had been mentioning previously. The Spider-Man No Way Home set. If you know someone who likes Spider-Man. Also, remember, this is a Will gift guide, so if you know someone like Will, then give him this guide.
Quasimodo? Why'd you say that?
Looks like Quasimodo. Yeah. If they look like Quasimodo, it'll probably be close enough.
Yeah,
that No Way Home set. I like a Spider-Man, let's be honest, and so do you, probably. There's a very good chance. But it's a cute set. The build's a bit weird, and it does look like diarrhea, despite being a diorama.
You wanted it wrong.
But I like it, and it's kind of fun. And then if you get that, you can also get the DLC when it releases with the Sandman. Next up is the Avengers Tower. This is my really big price one.
You'd rather have that than the Daily Bugle?
I didn't know if I was allowed to put the Daily Bugle. I thought I was only doing sets that released this year.
That is fair.
No, I put the DeLorean and I put the Home Alone House.
Oh, well, in that case, put the Daily Bugle in there. I mean, we've talked about that set enough on this show. So, if you can, that's probably the best set you can ever get anyone because it's so beautiful. But yeah, Avengers Tower, I assume will be
a newborn baby.
Like a newborn baby that you name Daily Bugle, and you have to build it with your hands, and it's just the Lego set. It's not actually a baby.
Babies are not beautiful when they're freshly born. They come out blue.
Liam,
just like my cock.
Rubber banding. The Avengers Tower, it's kind of a cute set. Again, it does have its flaws. They didn't put a Stan Lee figure in there, and they gave us Kevin Feige.
Stan Lee is a piece of shit who stole credit for half the characters he didn't make.
That's true.
Liam's a piece of shit who claimed ownership of this podcast.
I didn't, he's telling everyone, I don't have the login to any account. I'm the least likely to own this podcast.
Next up is
wait a minute. I have logged in and I tweeted something. No, I posted on the community YouTube page something about boners or something really stupid. It got no likes.
Yeah, checks out. Yeah, get fucked. The next set, I don't actually know the prices. I have three sets. I have three technically
bouncing
four
on it, moaning on it, building Lego on it. That's funny. That's good.
So I have three sets. I have three to four sets that are in the expensive range, and then one set that's pretty cheap. The last expensive one is the El Dorado Fortress. It's so good. It's so good, especially if you're a classic Lego fan and you like the Lego Pirates or just like Pirates in general or just like good Lego builds. It's a beautiful set.
I have that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
If you're overweight, if you have an overweight friend, get him that.
Yeah.
I'm not overweight. My BMI is healthy.
Overweight friends also apply to Liam's gift guide.
I have a very healthy BMI. It's just normal. Literally, it's in the green. It's in the green. So I'm the lower half of the green, so let's not even step there.
Liam's BMI stands for Liam's body.
Big massive indigestion.
Oh shit. Oh, it hurts so bad. Someone gave me a laxative. Oh.
Can I do my gift guide now?
No, I have my small gift, you fuck. You fucking you commie bastard.
What was your small gift, Will?
I fuck boys like you in the can.
my small gift is if you can get them, any Mixels.
Okay, no, that's off the table. That doesn't count.
Why?
Totally.
Why?
Because you can still buy the Home Alone set and the DeLorean in a store right now. You can't get a Mixel. Where are you gonna get a Mixel from?
Fucking eBay, Bricklink, my house.
No, this defeats whole purpose. Of a gift guide.
If I were to change Will's gift guide, Will's making the gift guide for the smooth brain.
Yeah.
Marvel pills.
Soy boy. Can we bring back the term soy boy?
I think so.
Yeah, let's bring it like that.
Will's getting the soy boy gift. So get them the little box of Lego, the Lego minifigure Marvel. They'll be happy.
It's a very soy boy Christmas.
They'll start clapping and shit, and they'll look like they just got out of the hospital. Fucking get them that. Now Liam, take it away with
my gift guide. Can I have a character to do a gift guide for?
Yeah, his name is fucking Russell Montussel, and he's an ex-television host who doesn't realize he's not famous anymore.
So,
Drew Carey.
Sure, but that's not his name. For legal reasons, his name is not Drew Carey.
Like an 80s nostalgia type guy. Can I get like a type of person that's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Think
how
of
how about like somebody that's like wants to get into Lego but doesn't know where to start.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I was gonna say someone who's a little racist.
Oh, okay. I'll do both.
Okay.
Because otherwise I just do one set. So yeah, that's perfect. For the person who wants to get into Lego but isn't sure about it, now you're gonna be like, hold on, this is a terrible choice. Hold on, but you'll see why it's smart in a second. Get them the UCS Millennium Falcon.
Hmm.
Okay.
Because they'll open that shit and they'll dump it on the floor and realize, is this a fucking joke? What the fuck am I going to do? And then they'll try to do the first steps, totally mess up. They're going to hate it. They're going to hate the experience. They won't finish it. They will probably try to sell it, realize the aftermarket's some ridiculous, like, harebrained scheme of people hoarding shit in their closet. They'll dip their toes into that world and step out as well. They'll realize the friend was a terrible. I mean, they'll wonder, like, $800? You could have funded my fucking college with that. What the fuck are you doing spending that much money on me? And the end goal of this is to realize, don't get into Lego. It's too much fucking money. They'll stay so far away from the Lego store. And you know what? They'll have such a thicker wallet after that. And that's what'll make them happy. They won't even know what they're missing because they won't care. They'll go to Aruba. They'll go on vacation. Imagine having money for a vacation. Yeah, that's what a Lego fan can't imagine that. That's what you should get someone who wants to get into Lego.
So that's what you should get someone that wants to get into Lego. You should get them common sense.
Yeah, who's thinking about getting into Lego, who might, I might want to try this. Get them the Millennium Falcon.
It will give them quite the epiphany.
What should you get a racist? The Hogwarts Bank.
Oh!
Gringotts Bank. I love that. I love that.
Okay. Okay. That was good. So you have kind of an idea of what to get people. Other than that, I guess stay away from the Lego aisle.
Yeah.
I guess that's the kind of lesson we learned today. Is stay away from the Lego aisle. Stay away from the Lego store.
Yeah.
They're fucking you. They're taking they're taking a PVC pipe, filling it with pennies, and funneling it down your butthole until you say it's too much.
Until you reverse digest it and then shit the pennies out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, but...
Cut to the ads. Funding for this podcast has been provided by... Merry Christmas, everyone. And Happy Hanukkah. But mostly Merry Christmas. Today's episode is sponsored by Jesus, also known in some regions as Jesus and the Ubermensch. Jesus was super cool. He had a lot of friends, and he has the world record for most Jesus. If you don't believe in Jesus, he doesn't believe in you either. He doesn't think you're real. It's not like he's gonna, you know, smite you or anything. He just doesn't believe in you, so he doesn't even... it's a mutual. So this year, remember what Christmas is really about. Santa Claus, and then ask Santa Claus if you can get your own Jesus for Christmas. The new Model S7 Jesus with a built-in crucifixion resistance, only from Xbox.
So that was our first topic of the show. I guess we'll get into our next one, which is the LEGO kind of awards season. This is where we kind of retrospect on this year in LEGO and discuss what is going to be probably set of the year, which is best picture, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then we have best supporting LEGO minifigure.
Yep.
Best main LEGO minifigure.
Best designer.
Best designer. And how about best retired set that retired this year?
Oh, in memoriam. Oh, I thought you meant in general retired set, because I'd probably just say Mixels again.
No, Will. Yeah, I know you'd say Mixels because you're fucked up. You're fucked up, dude. You can't like Mixels. You can't like Mixels are for like they made it for a Cartoon Network show that didn't fucking land, man. And you're attached to this shit like it's the fucking Quran. Okay? Open a Mixels pack and like you open the Quran.
Oh my God.
Actually, cut that part. I will die. Anyway, best retired set. The one that retired this year that hurt my soul to watch retire is the Sesame Street set.
Mm.
So that's my in memoriam. It was a beautiful set. It came with the Ernie minifig, which is a keychain that my girlfriend has. And fun fact about that keychain: for some reason, the foot is filled to the brim with peanut butter.
What?
She flipped it. It's on her keys. She flipped over the minifigure, and inside the foothole was just a shit ton of peanut butter. Like, it's filled to the brim with peanut butter for some reason. And we didn't know what it was, because it's like old expired peanut butter. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, what is this? It looks like ear gunk. She smells it. She licks it. It's peanut butter.
Or it was just peanut butter flavored ear gunk.
Bonus. That's on. I count that as a bonus.
Yeah. So that's my retired. Actually, I scratched that. Retired set is the Ernie keychain.
Liam, do you have a retired set?
I don't follow that.
I don't really follow it. No. Mos Eisley. Mos Eisley.
There you go.
Not retired. Retires next year.
It's retiring.
How do I?
The time this.
Say goodbye to what we
have. Oh, what about the Batwing? The Batwing. The 1989 Batwing's all retired.
Good times that made us laugh.
That sucks.
But you suck.
Not an insult to me.
Cool set.
Thought we'd get
okay
to see forever.
I'm meeting Will. Anyway, final. Shut the fuck up! I hate when people sing. I'm sorry.
Can I just?
I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it.
I get the last line.
No, I absolutely. Give me the last line. I hate it.
I'm the editor. Fuck you. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
If anybody has been listening to this full thing, they stopped there, because that is ear-numbingly painful to listen to. That is Skylar White levels of horrible.
Okay, whoa, what do you got against Skylar White?
I have nothing against Skylar White. I have something against her singing.
Happy birthday. Ezra's weakness.
Anyway, next.
Next award.
Okay, so we're giving that to the Ernie. We're giving it to Ernie.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, why not?
Okay, I best supporting minifigure for this year. I'm giving to Morbius.
Wait, why do you get to pick all of them? I should get to pick some. I mean, Morbius is a fantastic choice. I will admit that. Very, very good pick on the Morbius.
I was gonna get let everybody choose a supporting minifigure, but I already know Liam's not gonna have one.
I'm trying to find the list of every
minifigure. There's no list. Just go in the Lego store. Just go to the Lego store.
It doesn't show you. No, I've already found every minifigure released in 2023. I'm browsing. Give me 10 minutes.
Okay.
10 minutes?
There's 100.
I can give you 10.
There's 100.
It'll
be a while.
I give it to Morbius. That's my pick.
You
It's my pick. I'm allowed to have a pick. Will's going to have a pick. You're going to have a pick. I give it to Morbius. It's a fantastic... They built in on the Morbin hype that was surrounding 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So they made the Morbius set. It's a good figure. People who actually like the character of Morbius, not the Jared Leto movie, probably are very happy.
Oh, yeah.
Because when are we going to have another Morbius kind of thing ever?
Probably never.
Never. We're never going to have another Morbius. So that's the last Morbius thing ever. It's going to be a rare minifigure. It's going to be as rare as Golden C-3PO. Never stop stopping. Will, go ahead.
Okay, so I'll be totally honest. I was trying to look up the best sets of 2023 just to maybe get an idea for some figures that I like. Just off the dome, what I'm reading. I don't think... No, that's... No, I have a pick for leading minifigure, but not... Or, sorry, minifigure in a lead role, but not supporting.
Wait, I thought we were just saying our best minifigure of the year.
No,
this is supporting.
No, you have supporting.
What does that mean?
So the Morbius pick for me was because it was a Miles Morales car set. So Morbius is the second figure there. He's the supporting figure.
Okay. You know what? My pick still stands up. So
go ahead.
I think for
well, Will's going first.
I think off the dome, the supporting figure.
Are you talking about the Simpsons dome?
Yeah, from the Simpsons movie on the big screen. My pick for the supporting minifigure is what's his name? Captain Rex.
That's not supporting. That's a leading.
That's leading?
That's a leading. That's definitely leading.
That's a leading.
Okay.
That's the reason people bought the set.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Liam, you go then, and I'll pick something else.
Well, my supporting minifigure
I have a giant.
Will be Lieutenant Beta from the Star Wars Ahsoka Ghost ship, which is the Mon Calamari. And I'll be honest. I freaking love Lego Mon Calamari figures. They're funny aliens, and I love to collect them. He's not the reason you're going to buy this set. You're going to buy this set for maybe the green bitch. She's hot, by the way, and even in the show, she's hot. Did you know you can get Twi'leks pregnant? That's cool.
Really?
Yeah, they can interbreed. Can humans get Hutts pregnant? Not confirmed, but I feel like George knows. He's just keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
You will.
I'm just doing supporting now?
Yes.
Okay. My pick for supporting minifigure. You guys tell me if this counts. The Tobey Maguire Spider-Man from the aforementioned No Way Home set.
I don't think so.
I'll count it because Spider-Man No Way Home, technically Tom Holland is the lead.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess we'll count that one. I guess we can count that one.
I think if I actually had a Lego Oscars for this year, I think that the No Way Home set would be one of those sets that like swept.
No.
For me, at least.
No.
We will get to this later. What's the next category?
Minifigure in a leading role, which I would give to Captain Rex or Commander Cody. I would agree with Will here. They were highly anticipated. People are upset about the stupid fucking little holes in their helmets. Who gives a shit? I miss that kind of era where Stormtroopers kind of looked like the Family Guy versions of Stormtroopers.
I get what you mean.
But these guys are good. I enjoy it. I think they deserve their leading top spot. I will never own a Captain Rex minifigure, I guess, because I'm not paying that much for a Venator.
You will. They're making a Captain Rex microfighter next year.
Really?
Yeah. It's rumored. Okay,
so I will own a Captain
Rex. I think it's a leak. It's a leak.
So I give it to Captain Rex. I think that... he was highly anticipated. They made it a big kind of deal. He deserves the win. If I were to give a second award, It would go to Kevin McAllister.
Captain Rex? Captain Rex? Where's his comma piece? That's so lazy and cheap of Lego. Cody, you know what? Cody, you kick ass. Fair. I'll give it to Cody.
Yeah, Liam, you should be glad you don't get it, because then you'd comma on the figure.
You love to ejaculate.
Yeah.
I don't. I do. But I don't do it often. Everybody loves to. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
It's the point. How many?
Not everybody.
Some people have UTIs that make it painful.
Yeah.
Or what about that man who, like, has a condition where he has, like, 7 orgasms a day and he couldn't go to his dad's funeral?
That's messed up. Yeah, that is messed up.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Cum guy, come on the podcast. I want to talk to you about that.
Come on the podcast.
Come on the pod, man.
I feel like you'd be a good guest. Don't worry.
You have to get him in that kind of window.
We can cut out the, you know, parts.
Yeah,
you know, my
Dark Side Phil was able to.
My condition is really difficult, but I can still find time to build Lego, and my favorite said this. Oh, sorry. You cut this part out. Oh, my favorite set.
That's so horrible. That's so horrible.
Not again, just make it stop.
My favorite part of the episode is when they bullied people with medical conditions.
If it's rare enough.
It's not a medical condition. He's just coming.
It's because of it. I don't know anything about. I've only seen the news headline, man comes 100 times a day.
Yeah.
Could be lying.
Because that's the actual news line.
That's funny.
You go to a newsstand because you live in, like, downtown New York. You live in Queens or some shit, so you go up to a newsstand and in the front headline says man comes 100 times a day.
Hey, that's another Tuesday in NYC, baby.
Hey, that's New York. That's New York, baby. That's the Big Apple.
Will, what's your leading role?
So are we
role?
Giving the
No, Big Will Apples? Will hasn't said his leading role yet.
So both of my leading roles.
You're so self-centered that you didn't even consider Will.
I thought he said Captain Rex earlier. I was just assuming that Will was going to say it again.
No, wow. Because
you did, you motherfucker.
Yeah, but at first I thought he was going to be my supporting role, but then I found out he wasn't supporting, so then I didn't use him for that. I already have my leading.
That shitty figure is supporting my desk up.
My figure in a leading role, I have my top pick and I have my runner-up, both of which are from CMF series. The one in the top role is Moon Knight from the MCU TV show series 2 boxes. It's just such a good figure. It's just so well made. Ah, I love it. Not the Mr. Knight. I don't like that one. I like the Moon Knight. And my runner-up is from the Disney series. It is the Stitch with four arms. Because it's just
Can I change my answer?
Yeah.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah.
I take it back. Fuck you, Captain Rex. It's Pinocchio!
It's Pinocchio!
It's Pinocchio. It's Pinocchio.
Moonlight won best picture. This is not a joke. Guys, this is not a bit. There was a messed up Moonlight won best picture.
I give it to Pinocchio. First minifigure with the nose. That's commendable. And it looks pretty good. I would also, if I were to give it to a Marvel figure, it would be the Wolverine or the Beast, just because they're so cool.
I was debating the Wolverine, but no, I just had to go with Moon Knight.
And Liam, you already did your leading category?
What is it? If I did it, because I didn't do it. So what is my leading category?
I thought it would be Captain Cody. I thought it was Cody you were giving it to.
No. No, you skipped over me again.
Okay, what is it?
Fuck you. I get sassy towards the end.
Dead at the beginning. Sassy at the end.
Bit of both. The Black Falconer figure is my favorite leading role figure this year from Series 24, CMF. I knew I'd get booze from the audience. I knew no one would support me, but it's okay, because, like, it's like the animation category. Like, it's never gonna be appreciated anyway, so let's just move past it, because but I know in my heart and my classic Castle fans out there know, that made me feel like a huge saying that.
Oh my gosh. can we put, when you say the animation is cinema, can you put the tweet from Phil Lord where he got really butthurt that some reviewer didn't put Across the Spider-Verse in his top 10 for the year, so he just tweeted animation is cinema like 90,000 times.
Speaking of moving on, I think it's time we get to our final category.
I have a joke.
Oh my god, of course you do.
Phil Lord, I'd like to Phil Lord, brackets the musician, with...
Come.
I don't produce semen because of reasons. But I can I'd like to fuck her.
Maybe she'll give you the green light on that.
I hate this podcast.
Liam puts a crochet needle into the head of his penis and just kind of leaves it in there for the entire day.
I hate this podcast and everything it stands for. I don't want to celebrities, even though I say it in every episode. I don't.
Nobody said that.
Okay, if I met Lord, I probably would be too nervous or even have a reason to talk to her. But if I were to talk to her, I'd probably say, I like your music. I like you.
Nobody said you would. You're saying that.
I'd like to apologize.
All right.
You just hear a gunshot go off. set of the year.
Set of the year.
I know what Will's going to give it to you.
No, you don't.
Yes, because you're Marvel-pilled.
Okay. Just you wait, bitch.
I think that might be the only set Will thinks came out this year.
You guys just assume what I have. You know, it's not what you think it is.
What?
That wasn't my pick.
That's funny. Okay. Will, actually, let's start with your pick.
It was the runner-up.
Let's go with your pick then.
All right. You guys assume that the No Way Home set was Lego Oscar bait, and you're like, oh, it's getting all the awards, that means it's going to get the big one of the night, but no. No, you know what? And the Will Lego Oscar for set of the year goes to opening envelope, announcer gasps at paper in their hand,
Has anybody ever... open the letter, been like, this is bullshit.
This
movie fucking sucks.
I would if I ever mark my words, if I ever announce,
you would never be on that stage. That was so mean, but it's true.
Fuck. Okay. Man went through like four different emotions there.
Okay, Will, what's your set of the year?
I have to pee.
And the set of the year goes to Lego Ideas, Tales of the Space Age, the four postcards. They look like postcards, but they're the little minimalistic space designs.
Can I just say, couldn't have chosen a worse pick.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's horrible. That's a horrible pick.
I am so mad at you guys for getting so mad at me about my opinion.
Dude, pick
which I'm green. Allowed to have, might I add?
You picked the green book of Lego sets this year.
That was the green book.
That was a green book moment.
Green book pick.
Well, joke's on you guys, because I liked green book.
Okay. So my set of the year, I'm going to... Actually, you know what, Liam? You go first. I'm a gentleman. You go first.
I really like...
Ladies first.
Really?
Go ahead.
My favorite set this year is Lego Duplo 10986 Town Family House on Wheels Toy with Car.
Classic.
I want you to die.
What the fuck is your problem?
That's a horrible pick! These two picks are stupid!
Okay, but mine's better.
Your pick is...
Whoa!
You can't even say that word.
Okay. Liam, you said the F word earlier.
I'm fucking gay! That was too loud. Did I break anything? Look at these nice black family playing with their toys.
You didn't need to bring their race into this.
That hurt my throat.
Okay, so if we're okay, so that's your pick. My pick for the set of the year, which I think should have been everybody's pick, is the Temple of the Golden Idol, the Indiana Jones one.
That didn't come out. That was canceled.
The Temple of the Golden Idol, not the temple. Not
because it was racist.
That's the Temple of Doom, Liam.
That's not a real
Temple of the Golden Idol.
I might pick El Dorado Fortress. That's a good one. That for this year.
Yeah, that's up there.
That's up there. That's up there. You're up there. Well, you're up there as in up there as in I put you on my shoulder so you could see over the fence to the ball game because I know you love baseball, Will.
And that's so sweet. Thank you, Liam.
You're very welcome.
Liam, you're up there. And you know what I mean when I say up there? You're up there on my list of people and you're up like right at the top.
Thank you. Ezra, you're up there. You're up there in heaven.
Rest in peace.
We're gonna kill you.
Temple of the Golden Idol is my my set of the year. Not only because it resurrected the Indiana Jones set line, but the amount of play features on this thing. The boulder spins and falls down. The idol can go in downwards, and you can replace it with a sandbag, and a light shines on it, and then the head flies off. It's wonderful. It's a fantastic set. It comes with Alfred Molina. It's our second Alfred Molina of the year, but personally my favorite. And it's a perfect set. It is the perfect Lego set, in my opinion. It's a good price. It shows everybody what's so cool about Lego, and it's not the stupid fucking postcards or Black Family Duplo.
So if you actually...
It's not called Black Family Duplo. You added that part.
So if you actually tally up...
My real pick was El Dorado Fortress, by the way.
I was going to say, if you tally up what we've agreed on thus far, the El Dorado Fortress is the set of the year.
No, it's not the set of the year because you two didn't pick it.
I picked it.
Liam changed his.
No, you can't change it once I start. Once I start going, you've locked
it's
in.
It's called a bit. It's a comedy.
You're
routine.
A fucking
this is
bit.
A comedy podcast.
Your life is a bit. You're a bit of dust on this planet. You're gonna die, and then nobody's gonna know because the Temple of the Golden Idol set will stay forever in media. You will not. You will die. The Temple of the Golden Idol set will live on.
Where's the fucking plane? Where's the fucking plane? It's a remake of an old set. They didn't include the plane and the guy.
The guy is in the set.
How's Indiana Jones? Where's the tribal guys? It only came with one. Oh, if Indiana Jones left that temple and there was only one tribal man, he'd just shoot him and he'd die and he'd walk away and there'd be no conflict in the movie. This basically is rewriting the whole film. And by the way, this pick is racist because leave the artifacts alone.
I'm going to be a statue erected in gold and you're going to be a grain of sand in the fucking Sahara Desert.
Okay, Jim Crow.
Why did you call me Jim Crow?
I was calling you Jim Crow. That's it.
I called you racist and now you're calling me racist? Not okay.
Not okay.
If this was the Oscars, you'd be Amy Schumer in the Spider-Man suit falling from the ceiling. Okay, that's you. I'm the Billy Crystal.
My wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I was going to say Will is Chris Rock and Ezra is Will Smith.
I'm Billy Crystal.
Liam's Billy Crystal running through all the movies.
I was going to be Billy Crystal.
No, you're Will Smith slapping me because I picked the fucking postcards.
Oh my god, I'm on the front page!
I'm on the cover of a magazine!
You know, I haven't seen that movie, so you're awesome. You know everything.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
He's awesome.
Oh anyway, my god, thank you so much.
That concludes Bricked Up for the year.
Forever.
That's the year Bricked Up. Let's reflect on all the best moments. In the
oh, that's a lot of editing.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, let's not.
That's a lot of work.
Let's not.
Best moments. So then you started playing the death theme. We can do death. What? Who died this year?
Wait.
Bricky the Fig.
Bricky the Fig. Brian. He came back though.
Yeah.
The guy that Jimmy Fallon's slave.
Guillermo.
Guillermo del Toro.
No, it's Jimmy Kimmel.
I really wish Guillermo del Toro was replaced Andy Schwinkter on the little couch, the old cuck chair.
Andy Schwinkter flipping off the camera.
I got to tell you about the kaiju in my movie.
You're just full of impressions.
You're so versatile.
Yeah, but that concludes Bricked Up for the year. It was a good Bricked Up year.
Fun Bricked Up time.
Fun Bricked Up year. We're gonna talk about Lego. We're gonna go into 2024. We're gonna talk about more Lego and Liam.
Here's to the new year.
And Liam.
Here.
Let's hope for. Okay, wait. Before we leave, we're gonna end the episode right at the final New Year's resolution. What's all of our New Year's resolutions?
Are they Lego related?
They don't have to be.
Yeah, they need to be.
They don't have to be. Okay, I can go first.
Get episodes out on time.
Okay. Okay, Liam.
Change race.
Brush my teeth more often.
Okay, that's good. That's a good one.
My New Year's resolution is to get less angry over trivial things.
That's, yeah. We can find, maybe for Hanukkah, we can finally enroll Ezra into anger management.
I definitely need it.
The Lord knows he needs it.
Because I am losing my mind. I'm losing my mind, but that's fine.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking edit the podcast.
Have a good night, everybody.
Merry Bricked Up to all, and to all a good night.
Anybody want a snow cone?